The Boy Between, A Mother and Son's Journey from a World Gone Grey, by Josiah Hartley and Amanda Prowse, performed by the authors.
The decision to end my life was one that came easily. There was not, as you might imagine, some great wrangling with the consequences of something so final. None at all. By the time I came to the conclusion that to slip away from this existence was probably the best thing for me, I had lost the ability to think deeply about anything or anyone. I was beyond reason, with my reality skewed. I wasn't sad. I was numb. This state felt interminable. I was exhausted, and the thought of having to spend the rest of my days in this endless blank circle of desperation was one I was not prepared to contemplate. What was the point? I woke that day in the mental fog I had grown accustomed to. All thoughts were slow and slurred, making rational thinking improbable. It must have been daytime, as the sun rather unsuccessfully shone through my perpetually drawn blinds. A few weeks prior, looking out at the blue sky was almost a treat, something to break up the monotony of the day. But I was past that now. Time had lost all meaning. I could have been in that room anywhere between 5 days to 3 weeks, sleeping up to 18 hours a day, and spending the other six in a trance-like haze, staring up at the ceiling. My bed was an island. It happened to be in a medium-sized UK city, but in terms of loneliness and isolation, it might as well have been in the South Pacific. I occasionally left my island to get water, food, or use the loo, but recently, even thirst had failed me. The pull of that bed was like trying to escape a black hole. I felt beyond the event horizon, and even the greatest invitation of all time would not have tempted me away from that 6-foot by 4-foot space that was my world. I was unaware of my surroundings, but looking back they were fairly putrid. The studio flat in which my illness had fully taken grip could have been the student dream. A large space for one person, with brand new appliances and all the creature comforts laying the foundation for an excellent year. But dirty clothes and old takeaway containers were stuck to the wooden floor. My sheets hadn't been washed for months, and I had no timescale to work with for when I'd last showered. It didn't matter, though. Nothing did. The very colour of the world had turned down until only greyscale remained. Day by day, over an unknown period of time, my emotions were chipped away piece by piece, subtly enough for me not to notice. I was an empty husk, devoid of emotion. I wasn't sad anymore. I felt nothing. Being sad would have been an improvement. The ability to feel anything had been gone for quite some time. I opened the package containing the tablets. The smell of sulphur hit me. They were a solution, and therefore something definitive, a marker in a life that had become rootless. I often think about that boy, sitting on the end of the bed, with the tablets in his palm. A boy living in the space between darkness and light. I think of how his story nearly ended on that day. I think about his family telling tales of a life that became overwhelming and was now no more than a footnote in their history. I was that boy, and it was not my last day, but I came close.